Blog Talk Radio.
Get into this joint right here.
it's going to be what we're going to play. We're going to play in New York, the normal joint that's normally our intro. We're going to play that for a while, and then we'll come right back into the music. Oh, before I go, the caller number is 929-477-3093. 929-477-3093. So you can call up, and we'll get, while we're doing the six laws of karma, and we'll get the show on and popping.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the street just looking for a pit. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The Asian police lying, trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets, fresh from the pen. Come on home to a laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out, trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same, from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderer. Police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashed in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's way more worth suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ear, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mothers shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina.
Pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and we still see no justice.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio's The Block Report with Tafari XL. And with today's show, it's Board Friday Thing. And we're doing the 12 Laws of Karma. All right, so the calling number is 929-477-3093. Dial up with your questions or comments. And we can definitely chop it up with you guys and talk about it. Now let me also, like I said, you can find me, Tafari XL, on Twitter at Tafari XL. And you can also find me on Instagram at Tafari XL. And you, of course, don't forget to go to the Block Report Facebook page. Like us, share us, send your comments. You know, we can, let's network, let's do the thing, you know. And let's do the damn thing. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to pull up here the 12 Laws of Karma. Just trying to pull it up real quick so that we can begin and get things going. I hope everyone is having a good day. And I'm sure you guys are ready for the weekend and ready to begin your weekend and have a great weekend. I hope you had a productive and prosperous week so far. And we're about to get into it. So we're at law number 7. Don't waste energy on things you can't control. Wow, this is crazy. I was just telling someone this the other day. They were telling about a situation that they were going through based on a relationship that they had, and they were really upset with this other person because they weren't seeming to reciprocate the type of attention or respect or love that they wanted to get. But the relationship had kind of faded out already, and they didn't realize that. And other things were happening, but I just told him, I said, listen, you can't put your energy into something that's out of your control. You trying to control this situation or whatever, or this person, and control their emotions or their feelings towards you or whatnot. You can't control that. If it's not, you know, that's not there. That's not the one thing you can control, is how you react to situations and control your reactions and your emotions. But as far as someone else's emotion and their actions and reactions, you can't control that. So, you know, that's a lot of times, a lot of things, that's where a lot of strife and stress and problems and situation people develop, because they want to control a certain situation in their life that is kind of beyond their control. And a lot of things are beyond your control once it's not something that is personally, when it's dealing with the outer world outside of you. Because, you know, if it's outside of you, it's not really within your realm to control it. There is, because the whole thing is that there's so many variables to the situation that can happen. Something can seem like it's under your control, and it could look like someone's under your thumb at one time, whatever, you have them like that or whatever, but then the winds of change come about and something else happens, and then there it is. It's not the same anymore. So really, you know, and you shouldn't really be looking to control people. One way, I mean, there is a way that you could probably control people, but it's without you even doing anything to try to control them. And, you know, I say celebrity does this. Celebrity and all of these, they employ that tactic. And the way that they do it, basically, essentially, they just keep people interested. They keep people interested, and they focus on themselves. If you see a celebrity, you know, there's some celebrities, you know, they kind of are very into their self. And they're so into their self that it has other people into them. So, you know, that's a nugget right there. Look into that a little bit deeper if you really get what I'm saying. Because some of y'all might not get what I'm saying. But if you really get what I'm saying, and you can hear the knowledge which I'm trying to drop on y'all right there, is that if you're working on yourself, you're working on yourself and just focused on yourself and doing and being the best you can be, then you'll have other people into you. Hold on, guys. I got some issues right here with the technical. So I'm going to have the flowing music playing for a little while. I'm going to put on another track. I have some issues here, and I want to turn this up. Play this track and then be right back.
Thank you.
guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. I had some issues here going on in the studio. Had to try to take care of that real quick. So, yeah, so basically, like I'm saying, if you're focused on yourself and what's going on with you and being the best version of yourself, and as you're becoming and developing and becoming that best version of yourself, other people will be so interested into you that basically, once you have their interest, that's a way of controlling. You know, it's not controlling on that way where you're telling them do this, do that, and they follow or whatever. Once you can capture someone's interest and basically have them, you have their attention, and you can get what you're looking for out of them. And I might have gave the whole thing away, but there it goes. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, if y'all can understand that, y'all can pick that up. So, and as I said, just look at celebrity and reality TV. It kind of is the same tactic you can see being played there. Anyway, let's go on to the next law. Oh, sorry about that, guys. Go to the next law. Don't let others influence your emotions. Hold on a second. Did I go through all these laws already? Yeah. No, okay, don't let others influence your emotion. Okay, maybe I was just talking about this before, but I don't think I did this on this show. I know I did only 6 laws. Right, so number 8 is don't let others influence your emotions. And the reason, and this is a big one, I was talking about this the other day. Matter of fact, I've been talking about this. This has been very relevant over the last week or so. And I was talking about this. Oh, let me give the call in number 929-477-3093. So, yeah, you want to maintain control of your emotion and not let others influence your emotions. And people do try to do this. Some people, you know, they try to become manipulative and, you know, and try to control situations and influence them. And that's another way to have control, is by being able to be in somebody's ear and influence them to do things and be a certain kind of way. So don't let others keep your emotions in check. Control your emotions on your own, and don't let others influence them. Because someone else, you know, I experienced this when I was a much younger man, and you know, I had this kind of real deep sense of responsibility over my siblings and whatnot, and so very, very protective and such. And so they kind of knew that I was like that already. So even then, you know, they could come to me like anytime, like, oh no, you know, this one is messing with me or whatever, and I'm gonna go handle that. But you see, the thing is, they know that I'm kind of a hothead, and I'll go out there and I'll definitely, you know, stick my chest out there for them and whatnot, and go the gamut. But the problem is that at times, you know, if you're not careful, you know, I did that for family, so I don't regret it. But what I've seen in that is that you could let somebody else influence your emotions and thinking like that, or your emotions, and then you put your chest out there and get yourself hurt. So you want to beware and don't let others influence your emotions. You know, don't let others get to know how to step on your toe or push your button, you know, to get you angry and upset. You know, keep all of that in check. Let's go. Number 9, don't resent on other people's success. Don't resent on other people's success. You know, just basically don't be a hater. You know, don't be envious and jealous. The people that are haters and are envious and jealous, you know, when you take the time to be that kind of way, you're not putting enough effort and attention into you building up yourself to be a quality person. And that's, I mean, that's clearly what that says right there. So don't resent on other people's success. If anything, you should try to learn from other people's success. Learn from them and see what they're doing that's working that you can apply to your life. You know, resenting someone else's success is not going to help you advance or get you anywhere in life. Really, that's a weak person. That's really a weak person's mentality and trait, is to resent on other people's success. That shows that it also shows how it shows that you think of yourself as being inferior and not able to be in control of your own destiny and your life path of success. So you don't want to take resent on other people's, you don't want to resent on other people's success. I mean, if you want to go out there and go do that, then I guess that's you. But we're speaking of karma, and we know that karma is about, you know, the sense of whatever you put out there comes back to you. So that's the whole thing with that. So if you are resented on someone else's success, then, you know, of course, you know, you could, if it may not be somebody resenting on your success, because you may not have no success, but you'll have somebody resenting on you for something else, or you'll just have that kind of negative energy coming back towards you. And, you know, who knows what form that energy will take and be when it does come back to you. And it takes a lot of energy to be a hater, but also, what you got to notice too, like for some of you out there that always talking about, oh, all these haters or whatever, and people is hating and all of this, what I got to say for you is this, is that, you know, if you got a hater, you got to understand that a hater is just a misunderstood, if you got a hater is a misunderstood fan, you know. Haters really, you know, really have interest in you and like you, but they may not know, or they like you and what you do or whatnot, but they may just not have figured out yet how to express their admiration of you. And so it may come across as them hating on you. As weird as that may sound for some people, but if you really check it out, you know, kind of like that. Like, I've had haters before or whatever, or people I thought that didn't like me or anything like that, and they would come later on, and then afterwards when I talk with them on the side, excuse me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, why was everything like that? And a lot of times, you know, they'll be like, listen, you know, I just felt like you didn't, whatever, blah, blah, appreciate this or that about me, or they really hadn't figured out a way how to express themselves. Some people don't know how to express themselves through the emotions that they're feeling or the things that they're thinking. They don't know how to articulate it very well. And the easiest form for them to go to and perform, the easiest way for them to do it a lot of the time, so come at it, is from the aspect of a hater. And so you know, that's the easiest way for them to do it, and because they don't know how to articulate it, how they feel. They don't know how to articulate their feelings, and they're probably scared of the result of once they reveal their true feelings, what it's really, you know, what things would really be like. So that's the situation with, you know, with haters right there. They're kind of a bit misunderstood. The caller number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Safari XL, and this is the Forward Thinking Friday edition with the 12 Laws of Karma. And we're going through the 12 laws of karma. We have about 3 more laws to go through, but we also have, we have about 20 minutes left in the show. We have a few minutes left in the first half hour, and we have another 15 minutes, the last third of the third, is breaking into 15-minute increments, and we're just flowing right here, going along well and nice and everything. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to play some music to take us and transition us over into the last 15 minutes of the show. If you're on the line, you need to push 1. If you want me to see that you're on the line and you want to get in the conversation, remember the call-in number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL. And I'm going to play that joint that I played when I had to go away for a minute or so. I'm going to play that. It's called The Natural Mystic. It's A Natural Mystic by Bob Marley. And we're going to play that, please. Radio is the Block Report with Tafari XL, and if you're not already on the line, you'll have to get the rest of the show in the archives. And this is Forward Thinking Friday, and what we're talking about are the 12 laws of karma. Now, before I go into the last three laws of karma. I just want to say, you know, that I've been enjoying doing the show over these last several months, and I've enjoyed some of the responses, not quite the response. I've enjoyed the response, but it hasn't been quite the response that I'd like to receive from you guys. You know, want to get you guys to, you know, I want to create, want to have this be a talk show. So I want you guys to, you know, be a little more interactive. I don't know where you guys are really listening from. It doesn't really give me that kind of information. So I don't know if it's a time zone or if it's a scheduling thing. But I'd like to hear more from you guys so we can have a more interactive and a real talk show. But besides from that, you know, I actually have a few things on my mind, you know, but I want to get this information out to you guys. So without further delay, I'm going to continue and get into that. So number 10, 10th law of karma. Don't shy away from responsibility. And essentially, you know, not shying away from responsibilities, basically, be an adult, man up, you know what I'm saying, whatever your responsibilities are, you know, face it and deal with it, handle it. It's not a challenge. Not challenges, but you know, as the saying goes, you know, you want to take all challenges, you know, you want to face your challenges head on. But with responsibilities, you know, if it's, you want to take them seriously and you want to just deal with it. Cowards run away from their responsibilities, shy away from their responsibilities, and you don't want to be considered a coward. You know, when I was coming up, it was a big thing, few things when I was coming up as a kid, there's a few big things that I seen that people respected what and kind of encouraged me and want to aspire to be. One of them was be original. Never to not copy someone else's style. You know, to do things to encourage you to exercise your imagination and creativity. And that would then bring out your own personality and individualism, which would be attractive to people. Maybe not to everybody. You're not going to get everybody, but those that could see the attractiveness and the quality of your creativity and imagination, they would be drawn to you. The other thing that I saw that was big was basically you wanted to be an honorable man. Be considered an honorable man, you know, and besides for being strong, everybody wanted to be strong. You want to be, you know, but some people think strong is going to the gym 15 times a week or whatever and lifting a whole bunch of weights and then looking like a, you know, like a muscle-bound muscle head or whatever. And yeah, you might be strong in that sense because you could lift all those weights or whatever, and you're very muscled and chiseled, but you know. That's just the outer form. Deep down inside, you could be very weak. You could be the type to not really, you know, so to run away from responsibilities, to run away from any challenges. You know, you could be mentally weak. I'm not saying mentally weak as far as intelligence, but mentally weak where you don't have the mental fortitude to stand up to challenges or to think things through and come up with a solution, and you can be problem-based thinking. So, you know, so those were some of the things that I saw and came up with. As you know, you want to be, as I said, you want to be an honorable man. You don't want to be like it was looked down upon. You know, people who it was looked down upon for anyone who for people that went around trying to take advantage of other people that were kind of helpless or not able to fend for themselves. You know, nowadays, I don't know if it's still like that. Possibly it is, but maybe the outrage for it is not as much there anymore. But you have people out there, you know, basically, you have some people out there that think if they're the cream of the crop or the top, and they're basically leeches and vipers on other people. So it's just something like that. Well, I don't want to go off on too far off onto a tangent, but just sharing some of my thoughts as far as how that goes. And so, yeah, so basically as law number 10 says, don't shy away from responsibility. Let's move on. We're into, sorry about that. Law number 11, don't give up after the first failure, all right? So the whole thing is, the reason why, you know, they tell you, you know, don't give up after the first failure. If you look at it, a lot of people who are successful, look up all the most, like, biggest successes out there and whatnot, and they'll all tell you, they have stories of, just about all of them have stories of mega failures, big failures, huge failures, or at least just failures that were crushing to them at the time, you know? And I was looking at, they put out a story, they were showing like all of, like some, not all of, but a bunch of Abraham Lincoln's failures. And I mean, that guy took a bunch of losses in running for public office, but that goes with the territory. I mean, he took losses as well where he lost, you know, family and such, and, you know, just a bunch of losses. So, but failures as far as, but besides from the losses, so he had personal losses, and he actually had professional losses when he was running for public office. And failures are more like towards his professional office, professional losses in running for public office. And I mean, and this guy still kept going and eventually held the highest office in the country, in the land. So, of the United States of America. So, you don't want to give up after your first failure, because it's only preparing you for the next level and stage in your next challenge. You know, and sometimes you have to retweak it. If you look at life as far as, if you look at your life, you can look at your life in a way, possibly as like almost like a science project or whatever. And if you've ever done a science project, school as a kid, the first few times you try to get it to work, maybe it didn't work on the first time always, and then you had to kind of tweak it, or you had to kind of tweak it a little bit, you know, and just tweak here and there to fix it up, so that to make a few changes or modifications, and then it became that perfect project that you had designed for it to be. And kind of life is kind of the same way, you know, if I can make that correlation, and then you guys can get it. So, yeah, so don't fear your first failure, and don't stop at your first failure. It may take a few failures before you actually get that success, but when you do, it's going to be very sweet, because, and you'll see that those failures played a major part in you getting there. More than not. And the whole thing is, like, another thing, you can't be scared of the pain. You can't be scared of the pain that you might feel from failure or rejection or any of those situations. It's part of life, you know? The thing is that a million people, you might go through 1,000 failures or 1,000 rejections or whatever before you get that acceptance. And once you do get that acceptance from, as far as a rejection, and get that success, when you do get it, I mean, you're not going to remember those failures. Well, you're not going to be stressing or thinking about those failures or rejections anymore, because now you've gotten what you wanted, that success and that acceptance that you were seeking, as far as from being rejected from a job or whatever and being accepted for this job or with a relationship or whatever. So now you have that. And the thing is, it could be so much sweeter. So sweet that, you know, it could propel you to a level where, like, you don't think about that stuff anymore. And, I mean, that acceptance might be so good that it throws you into the stratosphere where now all those that rejected you before are vying for your attention and your time. Because they realize what they missed out on. And a lot of people sometimes don't realize that they missed out on a good thing, but if you keep pushing forward to become that ultimate version of yourself that you want to be, then they're going to find out what they missed out on. And so that's what it is. And if you look at, we look at, say, like with Abraham Lincoln losing those public office positions, but ended up that the country ended up voting him into the presidency. So what changed? When he was running for local office, he didn't get the position, but when he ran for the national office, he got the position. You see what I'm saying? So don't fear that stuff, guys. And then but don't stop or quit after the first failure or rejection. Don't fear taking calculated risks. Now, I did an episode on this already previously before, and essentially, you know, you want to think things through, and you don't want to be scared of taking a calculated risk. Really, there should be no fear in taking a calculated risk, because if it's a calculated risk, that means you went to the extent of thinking out all the good and bad, the pros and cons of the situation that you were about to engage yourself in. So it should be all good from there. That means that you have a solution, an answer for if things go left, and you have a solution if things go straight to the way that you want it to go. So you can't fear taking a calculated risk. So remember, on my show that I did, I was saying, don't go in blind. It's better to take a calculated risk than to go in blind. Going blind, you'll always be wondering, well, what's going to happen next? You're not quite sure. It's good to be on your toes, and you know, but if you're going in blind, you know, you could wreck your nerves, and you know, possibly your blood pressure will rise up and all of that. But you see, with a calculated risk, you go in with a calculated risk. You have a certain level of confidence in your situation because you know, okay, if it goes this way, I'm going stage exit left. I'm out of here. If it goes this way, well, then I can still hang in there a little bit and flow with this, and let's see how it develops and if it gets any better from here or what stages. And if it goes this way and it's going really good, well, okay, great. That means that the situation turned out better than what I thought it would be, or to the exact extent of what I thought it would be, on a positive note, and I'm flowing with that, and we just go with that. Now, we've come to the last 2 minutes of the show, and it's been a really great show, and that was the 12 Laws of Karma Part 2, the last 6 laws of the 12 Laws of Karma, and we've had a really great week, productive, insightful week. At least I feel so on this show. I hope that you guys feel so, the ones that are out there listening and checking out the show. I hope you've been enjoying the show, and I hope you've had a productive and prosperous and profitable week. And I hope you continue to listen to us and check out the shows, and I hope you continue to have productive, prosperous, profitable days ahead. Now, you can find me, TafariXL, on Instagram at TafariXL. You can find me on Twitter at TafariXL. Remember, go to ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. Join the mailing list. Okay? We'd really appreciate it if you do that. You can go to, and if you want to contact the Block Report, go to Facebook.com/TheBlockReport, and you can get in touch with us there. And of course, we're out of here. We'll be on Sunday at 11 p.m. for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show, Block Party Radio, on The Block Report. And we'll get with you guys on Sunday. Have a great weekend and have a great day.